much do you use what you did the last time against the Eagles versus maybe what you think in hindsight you should have done? Does that make any sense? You know.
We looked at what we did. We looked at how we can improve on what we did and how we did that. And then we added different ideas that we studied throughout the season. We had, you know, the different ideas of thoughts that we had after coming out of that football game. And then we really researched some of the thoughts that other people had in stopping that offense. So it was a collaborative effort of our ideas, our thoughts, and then how other people defended them.
A better question would have been, how much of the previous game plan is in place again this week? Without getting into too many details, I know you don't like revealing that, but
yeah.
Is it a clean slate, or do you build off of what you had?
That's a good question. In this respect, probably about 40% of what we did last time, and the other 60% is new thoughts and ideas.
In retrospect, when you're watching it, do you have any regrets? Obviously, you played nickel the whole time. They ran the ball very well. Do you have any regrets in that regard?
When you say regrets, I think that they force you to play. They force you to play a certain personnel group, whether you're going to play base or whether you're going to play sub or what have you, because of the pace of the game. You know, and so when you try to match their personnel, a lot of people have gotten in trouble in doing that. You look at Seattle when they played them in all base. You look at another team, they played them in all sub. Because of the pace of the game, they allow you to sub only on certain situations. If the incomplete pass, if the ball's out, when the clock stops, or you could get caught with 12 people on the field. Those things can occur for your defense, and they force you to line up and get lined up quickly. So that was our approach. That's why we did what we did. And so we'll try to get lined up. We'll try to not have guys out of position, and we'll try to play the game as fast as they play the game.
So is it sort of picking your poison with them of whether, obviously when you go to a base or the nickel, you're giving them certain maybe advantages the way they look at it with their personnel?
I don't know if it's advantages or disadvantages. I just think that it's what your people feel comfortable playing, because of the speed of the game. Because the speed of the game is really the difference. They want to run as many plays as they possibly can run. And so you have to condition your defensive football team to think and play in that manner.
You've played against Mark a number of times, pretty much every preseason while you were here, and a couple times in the regular season. Does he look different? Does he look the same? I know he's in a different offense now.
Yeah, obviously in a different offense. He looks like he's having fun in this offense. I would say that would be the difference for me. Obviously, he has some talented running backs to hand the ball off to. He's looked good in certain games throwing the football. I mean, he's looked lights out throwing the football. So, Mark has, when we saw him in the preseason and when we saw him in the regular season, I think it was, 2011, the last time I saw him in the regular season, we were able to do some things to confuse him a little bit. And then in the preseason games, you really don't, you're really running a training camp game plan. So I don't know if that's a fair assessment of when you compete against him then.
Do you feel like you could still do those things to confuse him, though? Is he he's got a lot of turnovers in recent weeks.
I would say yes, and I would say no. It's the pace of the game. If the pace of the game allows you to do that, I would say yes. And I think our guys have done a really good job this week in preparing for the pace of the game.
There's been a lot of debate about Jason Pierre-Paul this season, and looking at sack numbers and his value and what he's done. Can you assess with one game left what you've seen from JPP over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think we know he's a very talented young man, and he's he came off a back injury and really didn't really play a lot of football a year ago. When he played football a year ago, he played it in pain. I think as the season grew on, I think Jason became more comfortable in playing the game. I think he came into training camp having fun. I saw the old Jason Pierre-Paul smile, you know, enjoy playing football. And football is a game that, you know, the more you practice, the better you get. And so we expect, you know, because if he had such an outstanding second and third year, we expect a lot of him. And so when he doesn't get those sack numbers or make a lot of those wild plays that we're used to seeing him make, we're often disappointed, we think, that in Jason Pierre-Paul that he's not playing good football. But I think he played steady football throughout the season. He didn't have a lot of wild plays in that late November, October run. Okay, but I think he rebounded and made some wild plays and did some good things in the month of December. So I would say that, you know, for us, I wouldn't want to play without him, and I think he's a valuable part of this organization.
Barry, we asked some of your key players who are going to be free agents in the next couple of months here the same question. So I'll ask you, you've won a Super Bowl here, you've had a lot of success. This is your last game with the Giants. How do you look back on your tenure, or have you yet?
I haven't really even thought about it. Mm-hmm. So I can't. I wouldn't even reflect on it.
Do you at all think about that this could be the last game?
No, it's not really. I just prepare for the next opponent, and I go at it like that.